Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Now, almost in our 20th year, our 19th year of doing this. Remember, when we get to 1020, you'd say, why 1020? But 1020 is our 20th anniversary. It's not 1040, as you would expect, 20 times 52, because the week between Christmas and New Year's is always a makeup week. That is always a best of. And a repeat segment. And we have a great guest for you today. This is the B segment of 1010, the guest, and Nancy Johnston, Nancy L. Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N, and you'll learn about her in a second. Her website is nancyljohnston.com. Wrote a sensational book. When I first got this book from the producer, my producer is Donna Gould, who has been with us for all 20 years. When I first got this book, Disentangle, from her, I said, Donna, why the heck? What a crazy title. I have always lost myself in my wife and her in me. We have a great relationship, and I always think about her. But then I read this book, and it's a great book. It has nothing to do with our marriage, thank God, but it is a great book. So let's meet Nancy Johnston, Nancy L. Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N. But first, I have to tell you that Persona Nutrition is our sponsor. If you're confused about vitamins, Persona experts cut through the hype and confusion. Imagine supplements, minerals, vitamins, personalized to your need. You can visit MyPersona.com, MyPersona.com. Take the free online assessment or talk without any question about it for free with a nutritionist. Thanks very much for downloading us, and you'll be happy because she's written a great book, Disentangle, When You've Lost Yourself in Someone Else. So, Nancy, tell me, how did you come about writing this book? Why'd you write it? And what does disentangle really mean?
Right. Hello, and thank you for the invitation. I appreciate being here. So, I am a licensed mental health therapist and a licensed addiction therapist, and I've done this work for 43 years. And about 25 years ago, because of both personal and professional work, started paying attention to this, what I would call loss of self in someone else. My interest in it started on my own journey, through my own journey. Alcoholism had been determined to be a factor in the family I was living in, and I became very interested in treatment for myself as a family member of an alcoholic. And so I had started to pay attention to that and doing some work for myself on it. And one day, a client, several years into that work, was walking out of my private practice office, and she said, Nancy, I understand what you mean about getting some emotional distance, a healthy emotional balance in my relationship with my husband, but how do you do that? And I thought it was just an excellent question, because we tell people simple things that sound simple, like just say no, or don't let them do that again, or don't take that personally. And yet, there is a lot to our being able to act on those types of things that will help us to get more centered, I would say. I wrote a very quick list for her of ideas. As the day went on, I was struck by how often I was able to offer it to clients. So now I'm going to separate out and jump back to a question you asked. Entanglements come when we are over-involved in someone else's life to the extent that we are neglecting our own where our balance of self and other is out of balance. And
now,
so,
one of the things I love that you said in this book is that when you ask someone to give a sentence or a description, they can't give one of themselves using the I in the sentence without having someone else in that sentence.
Right.
So correct me if I'm wrong, and I thought that was a very powerful way of putting it.
Yes, it is, because those of us inclined to entanglements are often what I would say are externally focused, and a lot of the world is. We want to know, you know, how am I doing judging by how you're reacting to it, or how do I act, and I base that on external things. And so our ability to listen inside of ourself and to know is, and to know, in as the example you're saying, what I would like is quiet. We don't know. And in fact, Dr. Roizen, it's interesting. The very person who asked me, how do you do that? It is one of her quotations in the book. She said, when I was asked what my favorite color was, I didn't even know because I had always deferred to, they lived with the mother-in-law, I had always deferred to what my mother-in-law's color choice was. So I didn't even know what color I preferred. So yes, it's looking at it even in that super simple way, I would say.
Since this was, when I just saw the title and when I thought about it, I said, this is ridiculous because I want to be more entangled with my wife less than, or even with my kids, not disentangled with them. That is, I want to have a deeper relationship even than I do. But that isn't what you're talking about. Talk to me about when you get into the book, it's really, and by the way, you can find out more about the book at Facebook/disentangle/Facebook. There's a Facebook group and postings on this, I've discovered. So, Nancy, give us examples of relationships that need to be disentangled.
Well, what I appreciate what you're saying about the deepening. And by the way, I want to almost say as a disclaimer right from the top, if people are both in a relationship happy with the extent to which the relationship is shared and there's a mutual back and forth, that is, I honor that. This is in cases where one person, usually the one that I'm directing for, is trying to, I would say, manage and control somebody else, is trying to fix them in ways the person doesn't necessarily want to be fixed, is trying to get them to like them when we're not sure the other person does like them. And what happens when we are operating from, again, remember the roots of this are in alcoholic family systems where the person who is living with the person drinking is trying so hard to help or fix or manage things. And that, at a certain point, doesn't work because we can't change someone else. And because the person who's making those efforts to manage, fix, control, those types of things, that person becomes, I would say, not centered, more reactive and upset. I think this is where anxiety and depression are the symptoms that usually present themselves in my office, because the person has placed their value, their identity, their worth, their success in whatever they hope they can fix or change about this other person.
We're talking with Nancy L. Johnston, Disentangle When You've Lost Yourself in Someone Else. Great book, which you'll find is a wonderful book if you get to the opportunity to read it as I did. Now, Nancy, you use the word disentangle and detachment to affirm that we're not responsible for the other's issues. But we often are responsible. When I thought about this, when we're bringing up kids, and I was visiting our grandchild the other day, and I said, well, you've got to be entangled. You've got to be totally enmeshed in that relationship. Should we really be? And I always am trying to get involved with my grandchildren more than get involved less. Shouldn't we be involved in it? Shouldn't we be entangled in it? And so why should we disentangle in that?
It's not speaking of children. From a developmental point of view, when we're dealing with children, you're completely right. We are enmeshed. We are. I teach this through circles. It's why they're across the top of the page. And I show, illustrate.
So I should tell people what you're talking about across the top of the page. And the book Disentangle, there are these circles which are really Venn diagrams or overlapping circles. And I thought that was an incredibly great analogy. So let's not. So this book, the word disentangle, is spanning three interlocking circles, kind of like three Olympic circles, three of the five Olympic circles. And it really describes what you mean by disentangle.
Well, yeah.
Go ahead. I don't want to steal your thunder because it's such a good concept.
So when I teach it usually using two circles. And so sure, let's talk about it from a child, and I've worked with adolescents forever, child developmental thing. When children are young, the circles do completely overlap. We do have to teach them, instruct them, protect them. And as the child grows and as the circles separate, what we're wanting is each person to be able to have a healthy sense of self. We want them to have a relationship with us, and we want the child to have their own identity, how they see themselves, what they're choosing to do. So as they become teenagers, Dr. Roizen, those circles separate out further in a just slow, progressive way, where, again, autonomy, identity, individuality of the self is on the outside edges of the circle. And, of course, us as parents, we share the center part. And what we want is for those circles to go have a fluidity. And upon mutual agreement, we cross over and share. And as we get older, and I've been writing articles for magazines on parenting their grown children, and it really has to honor the extent to which we both want to overlap our circles or honor each other's individuality and separate them. So it's a very fluid thing that can follow naturally from a healthy individual development.
Now, you also state in here, if I read this correctly, that you should act, not react, to disentangle. Explain that. And then I'm also going to ask you about the 12-step program of disentanglement, which obviously is a little different than the 12-step program of Alcoholics Anonymous, but has some parallels. So talk to us about those two concepts together, maybe.
The detaching, you raised that word a minute ago, and I want to go there. That's a word that is used in a 12-step fellowship for family and friends of alcoholics, and it's not, or its origins are, for me, are there. It is not about a cold removal. It is about being able to not be reactive, not be impulsive, not say hurtful things, not say things we regret, but rather to be able to calm ourselves, quiet our internal self, so that we can really connect with what it is we really want to say. First of all, we really want to connect with making sure we've heard the other person and really listen to what they've said, whether we like it or not, or whether we agree with it or not. We want to calm and quiet ourselves. And then we want to be able to connect with what it is we want to say. And that's what I mean by shifting from being reactive, which is the impulsive responding, to being really genuinely responsive. It also, and we won't go into it right now, I mean, it relates very much to what how neuroscience is interplaying with mental health and psychology these days, and understanding us quieting down our, what I now call the sympathetic nervous system, our hot water heater, so that we are not operating that way. We know the medical benefits of doing that, but the psychological ones of a calmer, quieter center from which we're operating are, is a, very much of a benefit, so that we aren't tangled. We are speaking clearly and able to listen well.
So if you wanted to summarize the book, and who should be most interested in this book? And by the way, you can find out more at Nancy L. Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N, .com, or at Facebook/disentangle. Tell us who should really be the purchasers of this book. Should it be a family member? Should it be the person trying to disentangle? Should it be the family member who wants them to disentangle from them? Where would you position it, Nancy?
Yes, it should be the person who does want to disentangle. It should not be a gift that's going to be very well received by somebody who thinks you need it. I have a list, and I'm going to hit it real quick here in the first chapter that says, who is this book for? And it includes people who are dealing with codependency, who are living with the addiction of someone else, are living with the chronic illness of someone else, are caregivers to children and or to aging family members, are being emotionally or physically hurt in their relationships, are driven to fix others, want to get out of a relationship and don't believe they can, feel they have to be in full control of everything, take care of others more than themselves, mold themselves according to how they think others want them to be, are unable to say no, focus more on the external than the internal.
We've been talking with Nancy L. Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N, and that's her website, nancylljohnston.com, and who's written what I think is a sensational book, Disentangle. And the way you can think about this is overlapping circles. When the circles are too overlapping, that's when you need to think about disentangling, I would say.
I would say they can overlap. It's when you start, the individual starts, one of the circles starts feeling uncomfortable or unhappy and realizes that they are feeling disturbed. That's when they would get the help for themselves.
And you can see that there's an in-depth knowledge of this topic that is presented in the book. And it's a wonderful book by Nancy L. Johnston, Disentangle. This has been You, the Owner's Manual podcast. This is 1010B, the B always the guest segments. And remember, plan on being with us for 1020, our anniversary show for our 20 years on the air. We aren't going off. As long as Persona is sponsoring us, we'll stay on, and maybe even if they aren't sponsoring us. But so far, they've been a wonderful sponsor. Do go to mypersona.com. That's where I get my personalized supplements. You can too. And if you want to have some fun, talk to the nutritionists. They're free at mypersona.com, or take the free online assessment to get personalized supplements just for you. Go to mypersona.com. Luis, thanks for great engineering, and thanks to Nancy L. Johnston as our guest. but especially thanks to you for downloading us. And by the way, we've been concentrating on non-COVID-related topics, both in the medical news of the week and what it means to you, the A segments, and the guests. But I do want to bring you back to one of the segments that we did talk about, vaccine development and vaccine preparation. That was with Paul Offit, and I believe, I'm trying to find the number. I think it was 994B, 994B, Paul Offit, O-F-F-I-T, who's a professor at Penn and head of vaccine development at Penn. He's the one who single-handedly developed the rotavirus vaccine. He knows a lot about the subject, and he gave a great set of interviews, 994B. Thanks, Louise, again, and thank you for downloading us. And, of course, visit mypersona.com. Thanks again, Nancy.